The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, reporting to you on this 10th day of September 2018, along with my sidekick, patiently waiting for God to show up down in Florida, Steve Elkins.
Well, before you left there, you made a comment about Syria, and I was just thinking about this. If the game plan worked in the past, they'll probably try this again, and like they did with Iraq, weapons of mass destruction. I'm just going to make a little prediction. If they're successful in pulling this whole thing with false flags and blaming Bashar al-Assad for this, if they can get their way and get Assad out of power, the United States will move into Syria.
Yep.
Got to figure out how to get Russia out of there first, but they're going to move into Syria. They're going to build themselves an embassy like they did in Iraq, and they're going to build military bases there. And it's all strategic to have military bases right there also. And then Iran is next on the list. This is probably what they have planned out. I wouldn't be surprised this is their plan. But this is the third time they've tried the chemical attack. That just doesn't make sense, John. It does not make any sense. But they're going to keep pushing this whole thing. And, of course, the fake videos will come out. You know that one video you talked about, I think it was on the website. And being in the medical field, I can tell you, one of the first things you see in a gas attack or a chemical attack is, first of all, hosing down people if it's something that sticks. And the second thing you're going to see is giving oxygen. You're going to put people on oxygen to ventilate them, to give them fresh oxygen to their lungs that are, you know, that could be damaged or in inhalation of this chemical attack. You didn't see that. I mean, they showed pictures of kids in the ER and nobody was gowned up. The hazmat team wasn't there. They weren't gowned up. And the kids didn't have oxygen masks because they should have had oxygen masks. They did not. So it doesn't fit the picture of a chemical inhalation exposure at all. It was, you know, you think these guys would be smart enough to get some kind of, you know, medical consultant to say, if we do a chemical attack, how does the picture have to look? How does the scene have to look? And what do the patients look like? And what should we do to, you know, confirm this actually happened, to convince everybody that there was a chemical attack? This is real. They're very poor at making their videos. They're very bad at what they do to convince you that a chemical attack took place. Like I said, there was no oxygen. These kids weren't on oxygen. The adults weren't on oxygen. And that's one of the things you're going to see. You're talking about chemicals, you're talking about inhalation, and they weren't on oxygen. Amazing. I've been exposed to chemical weapons, inhalation type things before, John, a long time ago when I was a lifeguard back in the old days. I put chlorine in a certain container, and I marked on it chlorine. My chlorine guy comes, and he'd taken muriatic acid, and he threw it in the chlorinator. Now, when you take chlorine and you mix it with muriatic acid, you know what you get?
Poisonous gas.
You get nerve gas. I was exposed to that. I ran out of there as fast as I could. I said, "What the hell are you doing? I just put this chlorine in." I said, "That's not chlorine. It's clearly marked muriatic acid, and you poured it in with chlorine. You made nerve gas." and I got out of there just in time. The fire department came in, hosed the place down, aired the place down, all because some dumb guy couldn't read the container that said muriatic acid. He thought it was chlorine, threw it in the chlorinator so he could get his extra jug.
Well, that's what you get for hiring illegal aliens who can't read English.
Actually, he wasn't alien.
I'm just teasing you.
just a guy with a lot of muscles and not much upstairs, I tell you. But he nearly killed me.
Did he at least say he was sorry?
No, he didn't. He didn't. He goes, well, it shouldn't be in this kind of bottle. I said, you know how to read? Wow. It says muriatic acid, and you mixed it with chlorine. You made nerve gas.
Wow. So he couldn't even accept the responsibility of Dan Muir killing you. And himself.
No.
You saved the guy's lungs at least, at the very least, and maybe his eyesight, and, you know, but no, he didn't even say thank you?
No.
Well, you know, that's why God makes Louisville sluggers and firearms. It equalizes. Jim in Ohio. Hello, Jim.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey, we were talking earlier about Mr. Trafficant, and I had the pleasure of meeting him after he was released from prison. Really, admirable man. And I often wondered, you were talking about nobody has a lodeal title to their land. I wonder how much of our real estate taxes goes to the Federal Reserve, because they always say most of it goes to the schools. But what percentage do you think goes to the Fed?
I wouldn't even hazard a guess on that one, but I do know this, that none of the principal is being paid down. The only thing they're doing is constantly borrowing more money and just paying the interest on the principal and never touching the principal. They can't.
Well, the Bible says that the borrower is a servant to the lender, so they want to make sure that we're always their slave servants.
And gee whiz,
we have no possible way of escaping.
And Jim, don't you think these New World Orderites and the international bankster gangsters and all their little sock puppets that are operating in that theater to basically empty all the world's wealth out, destroying nation after nation, do you think these guys might be a little godless?
I think they're Satanists. They're Luciferians is what they are.
Yeah, but see, the problem I have is these people, they say they don't believe in God. Well, isn't there something wrong with that story? Because as I remember it, God threw one of his best angels out of heaven that actually was Satan, and they never mentioned God. They don't believe in God, but they believe in the devil. How the hell does that happen?
Well, they believe in God, but they're liars. They always say the opposite of what they think because they're liars.
Well, wait a minute. I can transpose that. That's the Israeli Mossad, by way of deception.
Deception.
Yep.
Deception.
Yep.
Well, they say war is, what, 95% psychological, right?
Well, I can tell you one thing. It's wearing on a lot of people. Huh. People, I think, are just worn to the thread, and they better relax, take a deep breath, because nothing has been changed. Nothing has been stopped. And they are going to do their dirty little deeds until the back of this country is totally broken. It's broke right now. We absolutely have no money, no nothing. We own no property. This was part of the deal. I mean, you heard me reading Trafficant's thing, and you got to pledge something against the debt. So all your future earnings, your property, everything else has already been pledged to that bankruptcy. So, you know, hey, we've been without it for almost 100 years. Don't feel like you were just raped recently. It happened a long time ago.
Now, our ancestors were conditioned to accept this. I'd like to go back in time and talk to my ancestors that lived during the time of the Civil War and see what they thought of Lincoln.
Well, I wished I could hop in. I wished I could get Sherman to operate the professor's Wayback Machine. I'll tell you what, I would go back prior to that Civil War. I would make sure that the South had everything that it needed as far as newfangled armaments, rifles, everything else. And I would have been one of the generals in that battle, and I would have made damn sure the South won.
Well, they would have needed industrial manufacturing, John. Then it would have been a fair fight.
Yeah.
They probably wouldn't have turned out the way it did. If they'd had mechanical, they'd had some kind of steel industry down there in the South, it would have been a much different situation, I'm sure.
Well, and it, the whole thing would have turned out differently during the Revolutionary War. I mean, we had a continental army. The Continental Army was nothing. I mean, that's all these guys knew were British tactics. So what did? They just changed uniforms and lined up in the field the same way. It was the smart people that said, wait a minute. We don't have a whole lot of this. We don't have a whole lot of men and armaments and supply. So excuse me, I'm going to hide behind this tree stump and kill British soldiers, if you don't mind. And if it wouldn't have been for that, we probably, King George would have came over here and beheaded quite a few people. I just have a funny feeling.
Well, King George didn't conquer us, but Rothschild did, because he made sure that he conquered our country financially, and that's who he owns. Rothschild owns Goldman Sachs, and Goldman Sachs is a shareholder of the Federal Reserve. So
they are the Federal Reserve.
Right.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Boy.
John, I'm in your chat room right now, and somebody just made a funny comment that the guy couldn't read maronic acid. Says your moron couldn't read moronic acid.
You know, I don't know who opened up that chat room, but I wish you'd shut the damn thing down. I really do. I don't care about people's comments, pro or con. I really don't.
I'm just laughing about the moronic acid.
Well, and you know what? Whoever set up that room, you know, probably figures, well, it's the First Amendment. People can say whatever they want to. That's the exact same reason why I shut down the comments section on our stories on our website, because that was all that was there were moles and trolls. And they got to introduce themselves to each other. Wow. And most of the people are shy about, you know, letting people know how they really feel, so they stayed out of the chat rooms and they let these asshats take over. No, I refuse to play that game. Yeah. You want to ask a question, ask it on air.
I agree. Speaking of which, I've been getting some odd emails lately. You getting some odd emails lately?
Oh God.
I mean, like coast to coast AM stuff. Are you getting that kind of weird stuff?
No, but I'm getting calls from people that don't remember how they got my home number and they want to tell me that they're saints.
I'm getting some weird stuff then. I just responded back today. Sorry, not interested. Thank you. No, wrong for the network. That's something I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole.
Well, something else I wanted to bring up. Any more callers there, Mike? Richard in North Carolina. Okay, go ahead, Richard. You're on.
Hi. Hello?
Yes.
Thanks for letting me call in. I just calling in to express my appreciation that you're covering issues that are very real and topical, things that I've thought about, even the trafficking issue I tracked way back when and was aware of. You guys are, I think, hitting on the target right now in terms of what really is the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And as one example of that, you mentioned the government and whatnot, and I just wanted to add in this little bit, is that the IRS, for example, is an offshore private corporation. Mm-hmm. It takes the money, and the U.S. government then borrows the money from the same people to cover it. And it's a hideous situation. But that's just one of the issues that you've been talking about, you know, like the whole issue in Syria and so forth, and the further we go into all of these things, the more we realize the perfidy, truly the perfidy of the global elites who control all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you guys really talking about it.
Hey, Richard, I got a question for you. Richard, where do you see us in 5 years? Where do you see us in 5 years? If this We can't break this mold of what we're doing, the nation building and all these things we're doing right now to take over Syria and push out to Assad. Where do you theorize? Where do you think we're going to be in 5 years from now if we don't stop this? What's going to happen?
Well, you have to know I have a kind of apocalyptic notion, but I think that the U.S. has to go down. The U.S. is, and the corporations, you know, like the IRS, which offshore private corporation, all that other crap, it all has to go down. If it doesn't go down, then the U.S. will continue to invade and try to control for the deep state, so-called, and control the world. And I don't believe in the Rothschild global world situation. I believe that that has to be stopped at all costs, and I really mean at all costs. And I'll give up my own life to do that if it had to be. But it all has to end. The world has to be given back its freedom from these globalists. Mm-hmm. And that's a hope I have. I don't know that it will happen, but it's certainly something I pray for, even if it means my death. That's okay.
Well, and you know what? I've been dancing around on this little dirt ball in the sky in a universe without end for some 65 years. I could have been born into Mogadishu, or I could have been born in India or China or some Middle Eastern country, or I could have been born in Russia when they were Ruskies and it was the Soviet Union. But I was lucky enough that my mama bore me here. And I have lived a life, but I look at this life as something that is, precious, to be protected at all cost, most assuredly. But if you can't live a life according to your own wishes, then is it really a life worth living?
Right. No, it's a life in tyranny.
It is. It is exactly that.
You know, I can't see us after 2001, the World Trade Center attack, September 11th. I would love to go back before then. I don't think it's possible. I think this thing is out of control now. I think the tyranny, I think it's out of control. I don't think we can go backwards now. I don't think it's possible. I wish we could. I pray we can go backwards, but I don't think we can.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, when you say
No, we can't. I was one of the first five members of Scholars for 9/11 Truth way back when. Mm-hmm. And I knew pretty quickly what had happened.
Right.
And that it was all pre-planned and done, well, to a profit for the Silversteins and whatnot, but
sure.
But it was really done to destroy America and serve as a justification for everything the United States wanted to do that was shitty around the world, pardon the word. And we've been doing that forever. We are really the pariah nation. We're the one that has invaded more countries and killed more people to help control the economics for the globalists, for the Rothschild bankers and the other ass wipes that are all involved in that. And that's been the whole game all along. I'm sorry that I'm so cynical, but that's what it's been.
Well, to a lot of people, they don't want to hear that. And Richard, it's a shame because to come to grips with who we are right now and what needs to change in the future, you have to look at our past.
Yep.
And it is not good.
No, it's not.
And most people would prefer in their life to continue with their illusion. They don't want facts or anything or real history getting in the way of their illusion because it's going to take the fun out of me living my life. And I'm like, wow, really?
And the whole thing is that what a crock of crap it is for people to use that as a defense, because we've been killing and maiming and destroying people all around the world for millennia.
Yep. True.
Anyway, I'll get off the horn, but I appreciate being able to make my two bits.
Well, and I agree with everything you just said.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
100%.
All right, Richard, thank you for your call.
John, you've got some sharp listeners.
It is.
I love it.
I was talking to Dave Gaheri. He was down there giving a presentation on the USS Liberty.
Right.
And I told him, I said, you've been on my network before. He said, yeah, you spent many hours on the network. Yeah, okay. I said, well, I've got a time slot that's open in the afternoon. You interested in doing it? And he goes, what, 2 hours a day, 5 days a week? And I said, no. I said, you don't necessarily have to do that. An hour a day would be nice. I'd like to fire up the issue of the USS Liberty again on the network. And he said, well, am I going to get compensated for it? And I said, I don't know what compensated means. I said, but I promise not to charge you. And he says, well, I can't possibly do it. Okay, so I just pretended I looked at a wristwatch that I don't wear. And I said, well, if we can get our plan to get on the radio stations in the major markets, I'll be sure not to call you. We'll be back. 800 313-9443. Thank you for not closing the mic.
With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You know, part of the plan here for the disintegration of the cultures and societies, and folks, just put the pieces together as to who benefits out of this. One of the tricks of the trade for the globalist is to have balkanization happen, destroy cultures. You split a country, person against person, well, you've got half the battle won. And isn't it amazing that we've had 16 years of war waged against people that were no threat to the United States, but we just, we took the moral high ground. It was our moral imperative to go over there and kill millions of people. And then, of course, then we had the problem with the, they call them refugees. Now they're survivors of an illegal war against them, but they get shipped all over the country. Our country, France, Norway, all these European countries, Germany, France. There's a guy, his name is Gustav Kasselstrand. He's the leader of a newly founded alternative for the Sweden Party, holds a bachelor's degree in economics from the University of Gothenburg and an MBA from Aalto University in Helsinki, Finland. He also studied in Germany and Singapore. Kasselstrand is 30 years old and has been politically engaged since 2006 when he joined the Swedish Democrats, at which time was a small party with only a support of 2 to 3% in the polls. Well, the question here is, why did you leave Sweden, Democrats? As a matter of fact, I was excluded from the Swedish Democrats back in 2015 when they expelled not only me as chairman, but the whole youth organization with its 5,000 members. It was a witch hunt by the party leadership in order to secure their own power and positions in the party. But of course, they did not say that, but instead argued with typical PC mumbo-jumbo that the Youth League was extremist. And everybody could see its nonsense. It just proved that the Swedish Democrats used the same politically correct terminology toward their own Youth League that the liberal parties have done towards the Swedish Democrats for years and years. How bad are things in Sweden? It's very bad. What you read about in Sweden on alternative news platforms is true. We are facing problems more severe than ever before in our history, where Swedes faced a situation of being a minority within 20 years if nothing is done to stop the replacement of our people. I would describe the problems in Sweden as some kind of low-intensive civil war, with gradually increasing intensity for each day. What makes the situation even more difficult is, of course, the extreme political correctness that has haunted Sweden for decades. But which is now finally breaking up. The political establishment is both unwilling and unable to do anything about the problems. It's all talk and no action. The situation has gone so far that politically correct people lose ground, and we're entering a state of retribution against politicians and media who bear the responsibility for turning my previously peaceful and prosperous country into a damn mess, which is now used as a warning example for other Nordic and European countries, yes, even for all countries around the world. Who do you think benefits by doing this, Steve?
I don't know.
Well, I do. In the meantime, let me take Dr. Kelly's call here. Hello, Dr. Kelly.
Hey, good evening, and thanks for taking this. Yeah, it's really disgusting and disappointing when people leave our country and auction off their citizenship on eBay so they can go to another place and try to live a peaceful, productive, successful life there. And there's a real long list of people that I think that need to be repatriated and welcomed back to their homes. Welcome home.
Well, I mean, it would stand to reason. Who wants to leave their own country? Germans don't want to leave their own country. French people don't want to leave France. The Swedes don't want to leave Sweden. United States people don't want to leave the United States. But they are, to a smaller or greater degree, depending on how bad the situation is. Here, we got invaded, not necessarily by radical Islamic jihadists, but we got a fair share of Mexican illegals in this country. They brought with them the MS-13, drugs, tying the drug gangs in Mexico with the new gangs formed in America. And, of course, that's just their fuel for the fire for their war on drugs, which makes no sense whatsoever. And, of course, we can't build a wall in order to stop this or at least try to get a handle on the illegal drugs and the anchor babies and on and on and on it goes. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. The very same people that are just sitting there just giddy with what's happening in Sweden and Germany and France. These people want no borders. They don't give a damn who comes into this country. We're choking on debt. We're being diseased out here. New diseases that we eradicated, doctor, are cropping up here in America, and there doesn't seem to be anything to do about it. When they used to come through Ellis Island, they were at least given health checkups. They were given a little test as to, why do you want to come to America? And do you understand our form of government? And they were given a test of sorts to get in here.
Yep.
Not anymore. They want open borders.
They want it in their language, too. Everything. Out of control.
Did she disappear?
No, I'm still here.
Okay. Well, so's the break. Okay, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
And Michael, what was that?
I was going to ask you the same thing. That's interesting.
Not anymore, it isn't. Delete that from the bump file. Thank you. An African guitar player. Huh. North African guitar player. So what? I hate it. Get rid of it. All right. Dr. Kelly, anything else?
Just that was kind of makes me want more milk and meat like a Maasai warrior. it's really disappointing how many people have had to flee to other places. I mean, yeah, it's nice to be invited to visit some paradise, and but it's another thing to have to relocate and live in a war-torn war zone when your country is falling apart, and it's you know, it needs to be welcoming to the good people and shielded and hedged up and protected against those who would come in to do us wrong.
Well, one thing that's glaringly missing from the news is the South African farmer stories. Isn't that amazing how that just hit the radar for just a brief second? And then we had people saying, even our own State Department going, well, it's within the purview of the South African government to change their constitution. No, this is just a big cover-up for one of the bigger land grabs done by the Jewish cabal, the right. Zionist.
Right.
And we've got seven states still here where you can't lawfully purchase your own raw milk, and that would be a great place for South African refugee farmers to come and set up and make this country great again, because we can get milk wherever, whenever.
Okay, well, Dr. Kelly, why do I want to have an African come in and raise cows and sell whole milk? Don't we have enough people that are capable of doing that here in this country, if we were allowed to? You know, I want to leave the Africans in Africa. I want to leave the French in France. I want to leave the Japanese in Japan. I want to leave the Chinese in China.
Yep, and I want the regulations to go back where they came from before they started wrecking everything for the people here.
Yeah,
I agree. I agree.
All right,
agree.
Well, Dr. Kelly, thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
You too.
Yep. You know, I'm going to give Michael Rivero credit for saying this. I don't know where he picked it up, but inviting third world countries into your country brings you third world problems. And that is so true, John. I looked on my calendar today. I've got on my big calendar, I'll have to send it over to you. I've got like four. What are you laughing?
I'm laughing basically because I saw your email and I didn't know that you're going to bring this up, but I already know what you're going to say.
Yeah, I got four holidays. I don't know what they are. They're not American holidays and they're Islamic. And for some reason, it's on my big wall calendar, and I look today. You know what tomorrow was, by the way, John?
I'm sorry. No.
Tomorrow is Patriotic Day. Because of 9/11, they've decided to call it Patriotic Day. I didn't know that.
Oh, gee. That almost slipped my mind that September 11th is the anniversary of the
false flag.
Wow.
I actually did my Sunday show on that. I had David Ray Griffin a clip, The Myth and the Reality. Excellent clip, by the way. And you know what's really bothered me about this is that the 3,300 people that perished in the World Trade Center, you know, when the commission got together, the 9/11 commission got together, they started in July, I think, of 2002 and ended in August 21st of 2004. The first thing that should have come out of their mouths when they got together and saw the evidence, it should have said, how did so many government intelligence agencies dropped the ball all at the same time? How is that possible? How is that possible? Everybody was incompetent. Either they just didn't see it, or they didn't follow protocols anymore.
No.
And they just allowed things to happen.
No, it was. And Christopher Boland went into that with the family tree of treason and who was involved in that and burying the actual facts on 9/11. He goes into all of that, names the names. I'm going to have him up. He's going to be stateside here for a while. I'm going to have him back up before he has to totter back off to Sweden. And after the story I just read, I don't know why in the hell he even want to go back to Sweden. You know, that's hell on earth, and so is France and Germany, and these people over there have had enough. But this and the Sharia law and all the idiots that are murdering people and doing because, well, they just want Islamic law in their host countries. No, you don't get to get that. You don't get to have that. But again, who's the ones that are benefiting from this? The Zionist.
Yeah.
We're over there trying to make available more real estate for their great plan, for the greater Israel plan. And in the meantime, let's culturally screw up the rest of the planet by sending over people that, some of them were sick and tired of catching bombs between their teeth and bullets, and the other ones are just class clowns or criminals. You notice that they're mostly male, under the age of 30, and these aren't true Islamic people of an Islamic faith any more than the hijackers that were going to strip clubs and drinking alcohol before they supposedly hijacked the planes that flew into the Twin Towers in New York. Matt in Missouri. Hello, Matt. You there, Matt?
Yeah, the more I listen to you guys, the more I think of that old statement, no matter how bad you think it is, relax, it's about to get worse.
Yeah.
It's you were right on topic with Jim Trafficant, the IRS, the banks, and all that. I heard a clip of Tom interviewing Bruce Ray Riggs a while back, and according to Bruce Ray Riggs, in 1920, under the Independent Treasury Act, our government actually, lock, stock, and barrel, gave the Treasury Department to the Federal Reserve. Now, if that's the case, how in the world do we get it back? And that's got to be the main reason why Kennedy got whacked. You can't order the Treasury Department to print greenbacks when you don't own it.
Well, yeah, I think you answered your own question there, that the way to get our country back and our money back is to have the Treasury once again under the federal government, but with precious metals backing the currency.
But if we gave it away to them in law and it's codified legally, how do we get the Treasury back?
Well,
and turn that around.
Well, and I've considered that. Can you imagine if we tell the international bankster gangsters and their member Guidos that operate in this country, known as the Federal Reserve, that we tell them we're not renewing your contract? And by the way, you're going to have a little debt forgiveness there. Otherwise, we're going to grow vampire teeth and we're going to come and suck your blood out of your body. Just forgive the debt. You've already made your illicitly gained trillions. And go you must, and go now. That is the only way to get this country back. That is the only way. That is the only way.
I want those two pages that you read from Jim Trafficant. I want to get that to everybody I know, because I've been telling people this for years, and most of them just look at me like I got three heads. There's no way we're slaves. There's no way we're debt slaves. There's no way our money isn't real. Getting that through to some of these people out here is like beating your head against a wall.
Well, and they think they know what they know, and they've been told, and anybody comes up with the opposing story to the fanciful crap that's been pumped up their backsides for all these years, they've been taught that, these are just conspiracy theorists. These are just disfranchised and disgruntled people, and, you know, it's some of it's politics, and some of it's this. But you notice they never address the issues of which we speak about in any detail whatsoever. The reason being is they can't. Because revealing the argument in itself would be damning and damaging to them. Do yourself a favor, Jim, Matt, go up to our website, look at the story, here's the proof, what are you waiting for? Email this to as many people as you can, as quickly as you can.
Yeah. The best part about it is that's coming from Jim Trafficant, a Democrat, and I have a captive audience of Democrats who like that guy, so hopefully I can get through to a few of them.
Well, actually, I think he was an independent at the time he did that, right? Because he became an independent later on.
Well, politically, he might have aligned him or identified himself, but at the time, he was a Democrat. He was a Democratic congressman.
Right.
And by the way,
Youngstown, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And Matt, by the way, how do your Democrat friends... How do they handle subjects like, the KKK was set up by and adhered to by the Democrats?
They don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
No, they don't. I mean, and we twist history here to keep people in the dark. It's amazing. I posted a story today. I think Mikey threw it up here. By the way, the Bundy video, the true story. That 35-minute video is posted on the website, and this is a compilation of phone calls when Mr. Bundy was in jail explaining the whole schmear here about Mal Heuer and everything else. It is more than worth the watch. You watch it. It's worth your time is what I'm trying to say while I'm trying to read the website here. Another thing you can do here, Matt, we've got a story up there. The libs panic after nasty list of Democrats involved in child-related sex crimes since 2016. This has just recently surfaced from 3percentnation.com. And here spelling out Seattle Mayor Ed Murray resigned on Wednesday after a fifth man publicly accused Democrat of molesting him as a child. Let me see. Stillwater, New York Mayor Rick Nelson resigned earlier this month after being arrested on child porn charges. The list is there. And these are all Democrats. These are all people saying that we need to be equal and we need to be this and we need to be that. And all the time, they're child molesters like little Catholic priests. Absolutely amazing.
Mind-boggling.
It is. And nobody's reporting on this corruption. See, nobody, the media in this country is not telling the country the true state of affairs. This is why we need to be deplatformed. And I'm sitting here waiting for the call that one day is going to come to this network saying that, you know what, you're on satellite and we can't allow that anymore. By the way, your internet has been canceled. By the way.
And, you know, in the meanwhile, I'm going to keep sending in my little $25 or $30 a month just to try and help keep you guys going. I think everybody else out there should too.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I'm glad you mentioned that because we're broke. We need people's financial support. We just put up a store. If you go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and take a look, there's a big banner up there announcing our store. And one of the cool things about that store, one of the products in there, is this meat that you can, I mean, this is stuff that tastes like it came out of your own kitchen. That will, can't say, I can't publicly guarantee and say that it'll last 25 years. I can only say it can last 12 years, but it will last much longer than that. But the point of it is that it doesn't taste like Spam in a can. It's good meat, tastes like you prepared it in your own kitchen. This is that.
Anything's got to be better than an MRE.
Oh, I'm. Oh, those little gut binding things. Oh, brother.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it. And I thank you for taking my call.
All right, thank you. I appreciate your call. Thank you, Matt.
Hey, you know, John, I want to ask a question. He was talking about getting back the Treasury.
Yeah.
Now, what good would that do if we don't have our money, our currency, backed up by any kind of precious metal to hold the value?
I've answered that question repeatedly, so I'll do it one more time in case people missed it. Okay, we can supplant this. What they have done is they've just put out massive amount of debt instruments called FRNs, and the devaluation, what they're calling inflation is really devaluation. And there'd be no way to take those amounts that are out there in the marketplace and in people's pockets and in the cash drawers of businesses across America. We couldn't replace it with a silver or gold-backed currency. It'd be impossible because that's the inflated debt money monster. But what we can do with this temporarily, just supplant it like John Kennedy did. You know, they probably would have left Kennedy alone. I think what actually nailed the final nail in Mr. Kennedy's coffin was him ordering the Treasury to print the federal notes, not the United States notes. That's what really did it. He ordered $5 billion printed up, and that was pretty much our deficit back in 1961, I do believe. So the only way to do this is to replace the Federal Reserve notes out there dollar for dollar, the 5s, the 10s, the 20s, and the 50s, and the 100s. I don't think we use 500 or 1,000 anymore, and isn't that strange? Because inflation would dictate that you'd have to have higher denomination bills. But be that as it may, just replace all that currency with federal notes. And it's minus one thing. The thing that would give us a break right now that we desperately need, it's currency that would be in circulation. There's no interest attached. So this would be a medium of exchange. Go to your grocery store. I'm buying groceries today. Here's my federal note. And they would take it and give you back your change and walk out the store with your groceries. It would be as easy as that.
Interesting stuff.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I'm just making notes here. I'm just learning so much. This is amazing. By the way, John, give yourself a pat on the back. When your callers call in, two callers ago, I can't remember what his name was, asking the very intelligent questions. The reason your callers are so dang sharp is because they listen to this network and they learn a lot. They really do. I know I've learned a lot. I started listening to you guys in 2014, and I came away going, damn, I just didn't know that. And your callers are wising up. They're getting very smart.
Oh, no. You got that backwards. They were smart because of this network.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But you kind of put it backwards. This is the best educated radio audience in U.S. radio history.
Well, I may have said it wrong. That's what I'm saying is they listen to your show, they learn, and they carry it away, and they call back. Amazing. Amazing, some of these guys.
Well, and, you know, I was talking to Julie about this earlier before we came on air. I said I hated to do it, but I had to step on Steve Elkins pretty hard last Monday, and she said, what? And I said, he said it was about the greed and that quest for that money. And I said, no, I beg to differ with you. It is about the control. Because the people that are exerting this control have all the wealth that they need or want. Well, they might want more, but they've got enough right now. And the issue about it is that these are the people that are using their funny money, and they're taking real stuff.
Yeah.
They're taking real stuff, real property, real
value. Actually, I got ripped twice that day from a caller and you.
Well...
It's all right. A caller started it, and then you called me later on that night.
I got one admonishing email about that as well, telling me, you know, that this guy from New York, you know, this Steve Elkins, who does he think he is by telling, you know, pot the guy down on your show. Well, you did it before I even had a chance to. So,
well, that was the main guy. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about another caller. I was talking about the greed and the control. We had that little difference of opinion on that. That was weeks before that. Mm. That was last week's. Was the meltdown week? Yes.
And I told you, I warned you. This, I said, you know what? You're going to get to the point.
Well, I addressed that on Sunday, in that you don't start a call off by insulting the host and the co-host. That's not a good way to go. You can point out where I'm wrong, and I love that. If you point out where I'm wrong and correct me, I learned something. That's awesome. I thank you for that. But don't call in and insult the host and the co-host by calling us ignorant. That kind of pushed me over the edge. I was a little meltdown there, and I gave him a nice little ass-kicking, and he needed it. And I gave a warning that if he ever does that again, he ever calls into my show and does that again, I don't believe in second chances. We're adults here. I'm not going to smack your hand and said next time you're banned off mine. So that's just my show. That's how I'm going to treat that. He called in and he spouted off. Ignorant, calling me ignorant, calling you ignorant, that. And then he kept going on. I think he was just a troll anyway. And I don't know what his deal was. But right. Done.
Jim in Missouri. Hello, Jim.
How you guys doing?
Hi.
Good.
Hey, number one, Steve, kudos to you. I listened to your Sunday program. I think it's the first time I've ever heard David Ray Griffin. But very much enjoyed it. I don't know how I've heard the name, but I don't know how I've missed him. Anyway, a couple callers back, you were talking to Richard.
Yeah.
And you were talking about, or I don't know who said it, about going back to pre-9/11. And, I mean, in actuality, that wouldn't be too difficult. Get rid of the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, Defense Authorization Act, Homeland Security, TAA, and we'd fairly be back to where we were, but I don't want to go back there. I do want to get rid of those things.
Yeah.
But it's time to move forward, because right now, with everything that's going on, I've never seen it this crazy.
It is.
And I think we're on the cusp of making a massive breakthrough. And this country can be better. Trump's right. It can be better. We can be great, and I'm talking big time great.
And
we got some housekeeping to take care of.
And guess what, Jim? If we get on a roll here, you know, we can have a better president than Donald Trump. We could have actually a constitutional statesman in the office occupying the Oval Office in Washington D.C. That's my goal. Trump's okay.
Well,
Trump's okay. He's done some good things, and he's done some real strange asshat moves. But again, if we had a constitutionally limited republic, I would get back in the game, because I wouldn't be a I wouldn't be a constitutional. Oh, how do they put that? Oh, I don't want my civil rights. I want my damn constitutional rights. You can take your.
I agree, John. But I can tell you one thing. I can only imagine, especially with all the bombardment over just attacking him. I don't care who it is that gets into that office. They've got one hell of a thing to unravel.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
But here again,
and it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, but here again, he's the executive at the executive branch of the government of the corporation. And if we're going to jump in the Wayback Machine, we need to go way back than when the Constitution actually meant something. And when this country wasn't dissolved in the 1933 bankruptcy. You know, people even understood that, as Jim Traffigan and many of the listeners to this network know and understand to be true and correct, they would be livid. They would be beyond themselves. But we can't have that conversation. By the way, Jim, I appreciate you calling. I got two more calls. I'm going to try to squeeze in there.
We're good to go. Thanks, John.
I appreciate it very much. Lenny in California. Let me take Lenny, and if I got a minute, I'll take Ed in Utah. Go ahead, Lenny.
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
What's up?
You know, and speaking to the callers who call in, I just want to give you this as an example. If you take a tuning fork and you walk into a store full of bells, and the tuning fork is tuned into tune C, frequency C, you tap the tuning forks, the only bells that are going to react are the ones that are in tune to frequency C.
Right.
Frequency A and B will not respond.
Right.
So in terms of people calling this show are the people who are calling in who are linked to your level of conscious awareness.
Right.
I wouldn't bother calling Alex Jones because he's not on my level of conscious awareness.
That makes sense.
Nothing personal, but yeah, just wanted to be said. Thank you.
Thank you, Lenny. He's got a point there. Yeah. Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed.
John?
Yes.
John. I'll be quick here. End of the show. Tail Gunner here. Really good show, by the way. Steve, I'm getting ahead of myself. John, I was a little late, but I got you $300. It should be showing up any day now.
I thank you, because we are just flat broke, and it's damn near the middle of the month, and it's not sustainable.
I meant to have it in before the end of August, a bit late, but maybe it'll help you with the current matter. Real quickly, Steve, you were talking both of you about James Traficant, the great late James Traficant. Mm-hmm. Funny, because I brought him up on Spangola the other day, and to be quick about it, Steve, Michael Collins Piper, the late Michael Piper that used to be on this network, longtime writer for the American Free Press, he wrote the great book, Target Traficant. And with that book, he earned this comment from Mr. Traficant. He said, Mr. Piper is the only journalist in America I trust. And then, sure enough, what did Mr. Traficant do for the last 5 years of his life after he got out of prison? He worked for the American Free Press newspaper.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wanted him as a talk show host on this network, but he was kind of crammed for time. And by the time he really got around to seriously considering it, he was Arkansided.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You are sure right. They assassinated him as sure as you and I are talking.
Ed, I've got to go. I appreciate your call. Thank you. The program is over today. Thank you, Steve Elkins.
Thank you. Thank you, Ed. That was a great call, too.
And folks, please go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and donate. Our address is also up there as well.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines.
I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.